Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a moment, we will have the conclusion, by popular demand, of my interview with the two Judys from Michigan, Judy Clymer and Judy Zabick, both personhood activists and pro-life heroes, heroes of mine. But first, some updates on the Collaborators Project, the effort in Colorado and around the country against the building of the new Planned Parenthood here in Denver and against the Weitz Corporation. The CollaboratorsProject.com has launched an extraordinary national effort, giving a deadline of January 31st at midnight, tomorrow night at midnight, for the Weitz Corporation, a billion-dollar firm, to stop building this abortion clinic. A dozen pro-life leaders from around the country have issued press releases, have joined, have supported, made long-term commitments to protest the homes of Weitz executives and clients. If, in fact, Weitz builds this abortion clinic and does not pull out by midnight, January 31st, tomorrow night, and I'd like to give you the news from just the last 24 hours. Pro-life leaders endorsing the Collaborators Project include Judy Brown of American Life League, Reverend Flip Benham, Joseph Riccobono, president of Colorado Right to Life, Matt Truella, head of Missionaries to the Preborn in Milwaukee. There is Michael Markavich, Repent America in Philadelphia. Well, this is what's happening in the last 24 hours. In West Palm Beach, Florida, Weitz has a major regional division headquarters there. There will be protests tomorrow morning of Weitz executives at their homes, tomorrow morning, by Florida pro-lifers who have taken up the challenge, No Child Killing with Tranquility. Yesterday, a small-town newspaper in eastern Pennsylvania announced that the Weitz Corporation earned a $20 million contract for an expansion of a retirement center. Repent America's headquarters is 30 miles from the executives' homes of the corporation that hired Weitz. Tomorrow, there will be home protests of clients and executives of the Kendall Corporation. It has been announced today that 40 regional pro-life leaders will be meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, February 8th through the 10th, to plan their year's events with local and national protest, and it has been announced that the Weitz Corporation will be a focus. Weitz executives and clients will be a focus of those protests. The Collaborators Project has announced that because Weitz is building the high fashion store Hermes in the fashionable Cherry Creek area of Denver, that Colorado's Collaborators Project will be protesting in Cherry Creek for the next year with a huge truck with banners of aborted children with the sign above them, courtesy of the Weitz Company. The assistant of the U.S. President of Hermes, Robert Chavez, is extremely interested to hear that there will be abortion protests all year long at their Denver site, their Denver store going up, and especially during their grand opening. So I think that's the news for the day. Is that enough news for one day? Okay, that's the Collaborators Project. And this just in from American Right to Life, press release gone out all over the country today. American Right to Life 3, Romney 0. American Right to Life 3, Mitt Romney 0. Iowa, South Carolina, and Florida bring the 527 group to 343. American Right to Life action. President Steve Curtis says we went head-to-head against false pro-lifer Mitt Romney in three early contest states, and he was crushed in Iowa and South Carolina and may not recover from his winner-take-all defeat in Florida. So there's more to that press release. We'll be posting that at KGOV, KGOV.com. And Steve Curtis is the president of American Right to Life Action, the 527 group American Right to Life Action. Okay, now, last week we had a discussion about a campaign stop in Michigan made by James Bopp. He's with National Right to Life. He's their general counsel and their political architect for the last 30 years. And he's on the campaign staff, essentially, for Mitt Romney. He's a key advisor to Mitt Romney. And we have two Judys who have given us a report of that campaign stop by Jim Bopp. And we're speaking now with Judy Clymer of Flint Right to Life and Black Americans for Life. Judy, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you.
It's so great, Judy, to have you back. People loved the show last week. So you two have been two of my heroes, and now my audience has fallen in love with you ladies. And Judy Zabick of Right to Life Lifespan and Genesee County Republican Party. Judy Zabick, welcome back.
Thank you.
Ladies, you were at this meeting with Jim Bopp in Flint, Michigan, and could you begin to fill us in? Last week we got the background information of how National Right to Life affiliates over 30 years have been kicked out of the organization for promoting personhood and refusing to endorse pro-choice candidates, especially Republican candidates. So that brought us up to the meeting with Jim Bopp in Flint. So Judy Zabick, Judy Clymer, who'd like to take it from there?
Well, I guess I can. I think I mentioned last week that I did not realize that it was a Stump for Mitt Romney event when I walked into it. I thought I was going in to discuss the life issues based on the invitation that I got.
Right.
And I quickly realized that it was supposed to be all about Mitt Romney. And I, of course, was confused because Jim Bopp introduced himself as legal counsel for Focus on the Family and National Right to Life, et cetera. And he mentioned traveling all around the nation, stumping for Mitt Romney, and, you know, what did he care, because he was getting paid for it. And I'm just sitting there trying to figure out what's going on here, because I knew National Right to Life had endorsed Thompson. And so at the opportunity that I got, I asked him, how he could justify supporting Mitt Romney when the very organization that he's legal counsel for was endorsing Fred Thompson. And I told him I was getting a little bit tired of lip service and hearing a lot of words like educating, legislating, regulating, reducing, restricting. And I wanted to know, when are we going to use the words end and end abortion once and for all?
Yeah, when will that become our goal? You're never going to reach a goal if you don't shoot for it, if you don't try
right.
for it. So, yeah,
right.
When will that become our goal? Okay, so that was you challenged him on that, and let me first let you know what American Right to Life has issued in a press release about James Bopp and National Right to Life. They endorsed two different candidates. National Right to Life endorsed Fred Thompson, and he withdrew on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. And then James Bopp endorsed Mitt Romney, both men who are against personhood and who have betrayed the pro-life movement and disobeyed the God-given command, do not murder. And the press release of American Right to Life put it this way, that National Right to Life is playing the odds. They doubled down, and the group endorsed Fred Thompson, where the real political power in the group, James Bopp, joined the campaign of Mitt Romney, so that whichever one would win, they would be in. They'd have a seat at the table. So that was their strategy from inside the Beltway. And so anyway, so what happened then? How did he respond?
I told him that I was interested in passing a human life amendment at the state and federal levels, and I knew that Mitt Romney did not support a human life amendment at the federal level, and I knew that Fred Thompson had not supported a human life amendment at the federal level either. And he got right down to my face, and he said, "What do you think, I'm giving you lip service?" And it kind of caught me off guard, so I said, "Well, most of the powers that be in this so-called movement over the years have been giving us lip service, you know, to be quite honest with you." And then at that point, both Judy and I spoke about the undermining efforts to pass human life amendments in South Dakota and Colorado, Georgia, Michigan, and other states. Judy, you might want to speak to that, because I know the question came from you.
Judy?
Right. I had emphasized the fact that they had undermined our efforts in those states, including our own efforts in Michigan, and we intended to do it again. And we all appreciated if they didn't undermine our efforts, and it was at that point in time that he started to lose his cool. And
Judy Zabick, just to clarify, so these states, including your state of Michigan, have personhood efforts where states are trying to get it on the ballot, pass legislation to define human life as beginning from the moment of fertilization. And and so National Right to Life has done everything they could to oppose. They've been against state and federal personhood efforts.
Correct. Actively opposing. They have actually gone so far as to withdraw pro-life endorsements for candidates that did support our Human Life Amendment, even though that's a criteria to get their endorsement. So
they threatened one of our Senate candidates that he would not get their endorsement if, in
National
fact,
right
he supported
to life
the that, personhood amendment.
Right. National Right to Life called our U.S. Senate candidate.
Who was
now our RNC chair.
Who was that candidate?
Keith Butler.
Keith Butler. And it was that in this election cycle?
This panel. No, this 2006?
Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he told me he got the call. And he got the call from Right to Life in Michigan as well, basically saying don't or else. And there was a U.S. Senate candidate, Jerry Zanstra, who was already endorsed by Right to Life in Michigan, who did endorse our petition drive, who lost his endorsement after he publicly announced his support for our efforts.
And did you say he was a U.S. rep candidate?
A U.S. Senate candidate as well.
U.S. Senate candidate.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his endorsement, and that's
he lost his pro-life endorsement because he supported our Human Life Amendment petition drive.
Right, and these Human Life Amendments, they're basically founded on the notion that we are endowed by our Creator with the right to life, and that's what makes us a person. And so to try to teach the public and restrain the government by instituting personhood amendments at the state and federal level. And the right to life industry, the pro-life industry, has opposed these efforts. 30 years ago, when Ronald Reagan was elected, he said he would sign federal personhood legislation. And National Right to Life said, no, we're against that. We think we got to work this at the state level. And 30 years later, they are against state level personhood efforts. So the bottom line is they're against personhood.
Right. And it was my intent to get across to him the fact that we knew that they were very actively involved in undermining the efforts of those in all these different states to pass personhood amendments, that we intended to try to do it again, and we'd appreciate his not involving himself in what happens in the state of Michigan. And it was at that point in time that the demeanor of the meeting and his demeanor changed very rapidly. And he was slamming his fist on the table and was talking very, very rudely, I thought, to Judy. It brought back memories of me getting caught where I was completely off guard and I was struggling for time to come up with a response that I didn't have at my fingertips. And he was doing that. It was very evident to me that he was not anticipating the kind of questions that we had for him. So, and what was I thought was most remarkable that came out of this was Judy Clymer had mentioned with regards to the most recent U.S. Supreme Court decision on partial birth abortion ban, which was not a ban on partial birth abortion, but an instruction guide on how to do it a different way.
Mm.
Judy said, I don't understand if this U.S. Supreme Court decision is supposed to ban partial birth abortions. How is it that we still have abortion for all 9 months for any reason? And you agree that this process can, in fact, include partial birth abortions? He said yes.
Okay, Judy Clymer, you were talking to James Bopp at that moment?
Yes.
Could you explain that? Because this has been an area of interest. Colorado Right to Life has, with the support of Judy Brown and Reverend Tom Eitenauer of Human Life International and so many other groups, Flip Benham, Operation Rescue, and now American Right to Life, they've taken on many in the pro-life industry, including Jay Sekulow, National Right to Life, unfortunately Focus on the Family, when they've claimed that this was a great victory for the pro-life movement, and in reality, It does not stop a single abortion in America, not one. And it doesn't even ban partial birth abortion. As Judy Zabik said, the Supreme Court ruling is a virtual manual on how to perform partial birth abortions legally. So could you tell us your part of the conversation with James Bopp on PBA?
Well, it actually came after I confronted him with that article in the San Diego Union-Tribune where he said now is not the time to end abortion, and he had said that he didn't say it, et cetera. And I told him I had the article, and he was getting so frustrated with me that he actually said, will you please shut up and let me answer your questions? And I said, I would be delighted if you would answer my question. I'm still trying to get an answer for what Representative Robertson just asked you as to why is this not the right time to end abortion, because he stands ready to introduce a human life amendment in the Michigan legislature. And I had pointed out the $50 copay on taxpayer-funded abortions in Massachusetts.
Okay, now wait for the audience. Mitt Romney had just signed a tax-funded abortion law where the government will take your tax dollars and use it to pay for abortions, to pay to kill unborn children in Massachusetts. And that is 2 years after he claims to have become pro-life.
Right.
So you
and
okay.
I asked him why he didn't support the federal Right to Life Act that was going through Congress. And so I said, I'm disturbed because you're traveling all across America. You're stumping for Mitt Romney. People everywhere are saying that this United States Supreme Court decision was such a wonderful thing. And I don't know how you can say that when it really didn't do one thing to save one life or to end one partial birth abortion. I said, you can still do partial birth abortion. You just still have to birth them to a different part of their body to do that. And he said, that's not true. And I said, that is true. And he said, read my brief. I said, I have read the United States Supreme Court's decision by Justice Kennedy, and I have read your brief. And that's exactly what it says, word for word. You can birth the baby up to the navel. And he got real quiet. And I said, admit that. Admit that in front of these people that it's true that that decision did not end abortion and did not end partial birth abortion or save even one baby's life. Am I right? And he said, yes.
He said, yes.
And then, with that, he took off on Judy Brown.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Now, Judy Brown is another hero. But
yes.
Those of you listening in the audience, you could see why these two Judys are among my heroes. They're on my short list of heroes. So, Judy Clymer, you challenged him and said, answer my question. Isn't it true that the partial birth abortion ruling permits partial birth abortion just as long as you pull the baby out to the navel, and it doesn't have the authority, it can't prevent a single abortion? And he admitted that is true.
Yes.
He said yes.
Yes, he ultimately said
yes.
Okay, focus on the ladies, focus on the family is only an hour south of here, and we are on AM 670 KLTT, a 50,000-watt AM station, the most powerful Christian radio station in America, reaching almost all of Colorado and into seven neighboring states. And Focus on the Family is well within our strongest signal band. And they have many employees listening to this. So it is crucial that Focus on the Family employees realize that James Bopp with National Right to Life is misleading Dr. Dobson, who's trusting National Right to Life, and he's misleading pro-lifers into thinking this was a victory, because National Right to Life led this effort for 15 years and $250 million was raised by the pro-life industry to support a ban that from its inception never had the authority to prevent a single abortion. It is the partial birth abortion scam. It is a fiasco. Ladies, thank you for getting James Bopp on the record on that issue. Was that meeting recorded?
No. I thought it may have been because there was a couple there with what I thought might have been a video cam.
All right.
But they were just taking snapshots of different people in the room.
Okay. And how many people were at the meeting?
About 20.
Do you think, now, Judy Zabik, you wrote a report of the meeting right after the meeting.
Yes.
Do you think
yes.
James Bopp would deny any of the things he said in that meeting?
If you could have seen him when he left, you can rest assured he would deny it.
Okay.
Oh, he was furious. He grabbed his jacket.
All right,
he had to take an airplane.
All right, so this would be a he said, they all said situation.
Yeah, because he said he took off on Judy Brown after that point, that there are people like Judy Brown who just want to make a statement, and then there are the rest of us who really want to make a difference. And I told him, you can throw me in the same bag with Judy Brown.
Well, hey, Judy,
I'm ready to stand up and make a statement.
Well, and it's not only make a statement, it's obeying God. Now, James Bopp has made a difference. This is the difference. The Republican Party, most of the leadership of the Republican Party, is now mostly pro-abortion. That's the difference he's made in 30 years. For example, the last Republican National Convention, every primetime speaker, everyone was pro-abortion, everyone, from Christy Todd Whitman, governor of New Jersey, to Rudy Giuliani, everyone, because the pro-life movement has been providing cover for pro-choice candidates and saying that these are people who, you know, these are good politicians because they'll appoint our kinds of judges. And so they, James Bopp and National Right to Life, they are making a difference. They've turned the Republican Party into a pro-abortion party.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happened. All right, so I could see why James Bopp was angry.
Oh, he was. And he threw, you know, Focus on the Family's name out there and Tom Monahan, and he elaborated on Mitt Romney's company, Bain, paying billions of dollars for Domino Pizza. I think he was trying to cover up what we were really exposing.
Hmm.
And he indicated that Mitt Romney would be the only candidate who would appoint pro-life judges to the Supreme Court, at which point I said, why would you not think that Governor Huckabee would? He said, oh, well, he definitely would, but he can't win. So I said, well, then we're back to electability rather than somebody who's really pro-life.
And if I could interject here, I think what was I also found interesting is when Judy was challenging his how pro-life he truly was and wanting to end abortion, and he slammed his fist on the table very dramatically and said, I want to end abortion now. No, you really don't, Jim, do you? But he said, I've given 30 years of my life in this movement, 30 years of your life. As we talked about this earlier, so have I. And I don't have one plugged nickel for my 30 years of service in this pro-life movement. And yet the ones who are most vocal at wanting to keep abortion going.
Regulating abortion.
Who are regulating, restricting, limiting, educating, litigating, whatever. They are the ones who are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars in salaries. And I can assure you that Jim Bopp has not put 30 years of his time into this movement for free.
Well,
I know he was going to charge our little pro-life organization in Michigan a $2,000 retainer fee just for the benefit of using his firm, the leading pro-life firm in the country, to help us get a 501c3.
And you could have done that on your own.
Yes.
For free, or you could have hired a local law firm for half that.
Yes.
Right, but since he's pro-life, he'll squeeze every last dollar out of a struggling
pro-life organization. You know, all for the cause.
Okay, now how
all
about this? Did you ladies address, did it come up, what if Romney didn't get the nod? What if Huckabee did not get the nomination? What if it was Rudy Giuliani?
He said he would support Giuliani.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
okay,
in the very beginning he said he would.
Now let's get this right. Rudy Giuliani is radically pro-abortion. He's been pro-abortion his whole career. He's radically pro-homosexual. He's godless. He's anti-everything Christian morality stands for. And James Bopp, the general counsel and political architect of National Right to Life, said he would endorse a radical pro-abort Rudy Giuliani for president?
Yeah. He said he would endorse him against Hillary.
Yep.
And what they've done is turn Hillary into the boogeyman. Since Hillary is the boogeyman, then anyone is better than Hillary. And if that's the case, they might as well support Obama.
Well, and he also said he had issues with McCain. And one of those issues was, of course, the McCain-Feingold bill, campaign finance law, that silenced the pro-life voice in the election cycle. And that campaign, that is the Thompson-McCain-Feingold law. Fred Thompson was a key sponsor of that law.
Fred Thompson, who was endorsed by
National Right to Life, right,
which was a law that took a slap at free speech, because people should have the right to speak, regardless of whether it's an election cycle.
Right.
And so National Right to Life endorses the sponsor of the law that they fought against for years.
Right. And we were told that any candidate or any politician that did support the McCain-Feingold bill would not get the Right to Life endorsement. Not only did they get the Right to Life endorsement, they're getting the Right to Life help in their campaign.
Right. And,
so, and
Fred Thompson, he did finally wake up. Apparently he slept through most of the campaign cycle. He woke up on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade just in time to realize he was getting slaughtered, and he withdrew. So that's the history of National Right to Life's candidate, who spent most of his time on the air when abortion came up saying that he was against the Human Life Amendment. That was his strong pro-life campaign to the nation: I'm against the Human Life Amendment. That's National Right to Life's candidate.
Mm-hmm. Now they might take a position on anybody.
Now they're afraid to.
If there's a silver lining here in all of this, is the fact that I think organizations like Right to Life in Michigan and National Right to Life have become irrelevant in this process. It used to mean something to get their endorsement. And for some candidates, they still believe that. But for the general public, they don't run to the voting booth anymore holding their voter guide from National Right to Life to determine who it is they're going to vote for anymore.
That's exactly
right.
They
have made themselves irrelevant.
Judy Zabick, that's exactly right. The child-killing regulators are on the decline, and the personhood wing of the pro-life movement is advancing. That is exactly right. And American Right to Life's head-on contest with Mitt Romney in three states, Iowa, South Carolina, and Florida, where Mitt Romney was defeated in each state, I think that's a harbinger of things to come, good things for the unborn and for the personhood movement. Ladies, we only have a half a minute left. So, Judy Clymer, we'd like to stay in touch with you guys from Michigan, because you are personhood leaders, and that's what excites us here in Colorado.
Absolutely.
All right. And Judy Zabick, you were involved early on in the discussions of how to form American Right to Life. Mm-hmm. And with your MBA in accounting and all, you were wonderfully helpful in launching American Right to Life. So both of you ladies, thank you so very much.
Thank you for having us.
All right. May God bless you. And the Collaborators Project, now T-1 day in counting. By tomorrow night at midnight, whites will have earned permanent collaborator status. Check out the website collaboratorsproject.com, especially the latest press releases. Maranatha, what a great school.